Hey everybody, welcome back to the Barbershop Group Podcast. Just want to make a quick announcement to you all. Listen, we are coming to you every day with topics of interest to you all, whether it's financial, mental, physical, spiritual, or social solutions for men. This is the place to be. You can follow us on our website at www.tbgmen.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And if you are listening every day, let me tell you something. Right now, you can scroll down on your phone and you can donate to the podcast show. We always need donations. It helps us continue the show and also reach out to some of the men who need us the most. So you can click that link right there in the show notes and it'll take you to a page where you can add your donation to us. And we greatly appreciate all the help that you do, whether you donate or you're sharing the podcast with someone else. It's always beneficial to us. So thank you all very much for that. Hey guys, welcome back to the Barbershop Group. You know, when it comes to working out and exercising, a lot of guys don't have a lot of time, right? Yeah. One of the top reasons for not exercising is not enough time in the day. And I think so many of us can relate to that. Balancing our time is definitely a challenge. But the misconception that a gym visit must be lengthy and exhausting contributes to that excuse, I don't have enough time to spend at the gym to see results. But you can spend as little as 30 minutes working out in the fitness club and stay healthy. Spending hours there isn't really necessary. Identifying some ways that time gets lost or wasted at the gym can help you maximize your time and minimize the stress over hours at the gym. These are four tips to ensure you get in, get out, and get the most out of each exercise session. The first thing is this: you want to make sure that you plan ahead. Just like you plan for meetings at work or your kids' weekends, spend a few minutes planning your gym time. What is that going to include? Well, it's going to include packing your gym bag and your outfit the night before. Plan your workout routine so you'll be able to move through your session quickly and efficiently. You can keep a notebook with ideas and routines and then you can take it with you. Or you can do what I do, and that is I download the program onto my phone. Plan what to eat and when to eat. A small snack an hour before will give you energy without leaving you feeling bad. Half of a banana, a piece of toast with peanut butter, a small amount of your lunch, or a smoothie are really good choices for guys who are, you know, short on time and on the go. Schedule this time like a meeting or an appointment and always leave your phone in your locker, so you're not distracted with the emails and calls and stuff like that. Now, I can tell you, my workout plan is on my phone. My music is on my phone. I pretty much memorize my plan. And so once I turn on my music, I can just put my music in my bag and got my wireless headphones on. I'm good to go, right? The next thing that you want to try is this: circuit training. I know that sounds like 1980s Vic Tanny's Bally's old school stuff, right? You think of circuit training, you think of the guy with the headband and wristbands on and the really short shorts. Well, the short shorts are back in style now, aren't they? But circuit training can burn 300 to 450 calories in just 30 minutes. Because you decrease weight and increase reps with very few breaks, keeping your heart rate up, this is an exercise regimen perfect for a time crunch. And it's also really good for you older guys out there, including myself. I find that I don't necessarily have to lift a whole lot of heavy stuff anymore in order to get the same results that I used to get when I was younger. And it helps save me some of the injuries. Now, here's an example. Pick 8 different exercises, right? Any 8 different exercises. I won't tell you which ones, and you can go check it out. And, you know, there's a website that I love to use called Muscle and Strength that has a lot of weight circuit training on there. Okay, there are a lot of ideas on there that can help you out. Okay, another thing that you want to try is interval training. That's slow, long cardio sessions are great for maintaining a healthy heart and a healthy lifestyle. But interval training is a much better option for the time-crunched person. That type of training alternates high-intensity movement with a lower-intensity movement, you know, pushing the body to get out of its comfort zone and burn more calories faster. One example of a good interval session is walking for 3 minutes, jogging for 2 minutes, and alternate between that like 6 or 7 times for about 30 minutes. As your fitness level increases, you'll be able to go further and faster during those frames. The other thing that you want to do is you want to avoid making the gym that social time, a social hour, right? Part of the gym experience can be with friends you make, and they can be wonderful motivation when you need it most. But spending too much time chatting and talking and, you know, just shooting the breeze, it can quickly cut into your workout session. So talk with your friends while warming up, or ask if they want to work out with you. That really helps. Let them know you only have 30 minutes to get in and get out so that they're not distracting you. And you want to make the most of your gym time so you can motivate each other to get a really, really great fast workout, right? If you aren't meeting a friend, wearing headphones is also a good way to let people know that you're focused. You're working and you're focused. Don't come talk to me. I'm focused, right? If you guys are already doing this, keep up the fantastic work. Again, long workouts are great, but 30 minutes is plenty time to give you the results that you want as long as you are consistent and you have a plan. So remember that, guys, when you start going to the gym. It is getting into fall. I'm working on my summer body for 2023. Yeah, not like I'm gonna be showing it to anybody, but really, it's that time that you can get in the gym and really get some work done, okay? And for a lot of you guys who might suffer with seasonal affective disorder or just feeling the blues during the fall and winter time as the weather changes, man, having that steady routine in the gym can go a long way to help combat that type of fatigue that results from that short-term depression, okay? So until next time, guys, be well, and we'll talk to you soon.